Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The president has set an ambitious and, I think, under current circumstances, unrealistic goal when he talks about our intent being to destroy ISIS. With the means that he has approved so far, I think that's an unattainable objective.
Robert Gates, the former defense secretary, talking about ISIS and ISIS every day making news in some way, because you can bet they make sure of it. This time they're trying to control the flow of traffic through social media and what they're pumping out there and pushing harder on recruits. Hey, everybody. Kate D, hanging out with you in those nooks and crannies. I know some of you, it's pretty rough in the nooks and crannies, because you're digging out still from some incredible amounts of snow, and it seems to be in New England more than any other place where they're slammed by it. Also in the Midwest, though, in Chicago, it was just awful. I have a cousin who lives in Chicago, and he was sending me pictures of his daughter making snow angels and said she didn't really get it because she put her face first in the snow. She didn't understand to lay on her back. So currently, because of the nasty Arctic air, it's plunging cold in the Midwest and in the Northeast, deep freeze. That's what we're talking about. So you've got snow, deep freeze, terrible wind, winter weather warnings throughout New England, and you get that drifting snow, terrible in Maine and Vermont, upstate New York, Michigan, freezing cold. It's challenging, right? Isn't that they call it challenging? People who aren't dealing with it. The rest of us in the Southeast and other parts of the country. You had a lot of trains that were delayed on Monday. It was a tough commute. You had flights that were canceled, 4,100 flights, 3,500 delayed. So a lot of travelers affected by this winter weather. And to top it off, adding insult to injury, Punxsutawney Phil decides to tell us, because he saw a shadow, that there are six more weeks of winter headed your way. And depending on where you live, that's not necessarily a good thing, is it? It's just a rough patch you get through. There are great things about the winter, and there are tough things about the winter. Here's what I wonder. Now we live in a world where so many people can work from home. I mean, you work from home. There's no snow day because you can work unless the internet's down, the power's out, something like that. But otherwise, you can certainly work. And so I wonder how much that absenteeism has been affected. I would say it's probably not as bad because of that factor. What is bad and what people are really buzzing about is the measles. The CDC really urging measles vaccinations. Because of the outbreak, they have 100 cases confirmed so far. They think there's more than that. What's really interesting is Chris Christie, who would like to be the next president of the United States, and he's running, of course, on the Republican side of things, or we know he's going to say he's going to run. He says that parents, initially during the day, he said that parents should have a choice in vaccinations. And this was after he did a tour of a biochemical research center during this mission, a three-day trade mission to the United Kingdom. And this is when we've got this measles outbreak that's been horrific from Disney, because it came from Disney and somebody brought it over, is what they think. So he went on to say that he and his wife had vaccinated their kids, and that was the best expression that he could give you. And then talked about, I understand that parents need to have some measure of choice in things. And then, a few hours after that, his office said in a statement that the governor believes vaccinations are an important public health protection. And with a disease like the measles, there's no question kids should be vaccinated, because all states require kids to get certain vaccinations to enroll in school. Although California and New Jersey are among the 20 states that let parents opt out because of personal belief waivers. But because of what's happened at Disney and what the CDC is saying, he reeled his comments back in, what he said. And it goes to that argument about the whole vaccination thing. I mean, the problem with the measles, especially, is it's so contagious and it spreads in the air. Somebody could have the measles and you walk into the bathroom where they were, and man, it's in your face, you got it. And you get that fever, the blotchy rash, it's a mess. So the Disney nightmare continues with these measles being contracted at Disney. Can you imagine? You just want to take your kids, slam them in Fantasyland and Dumbo and have a little vacation, and then you walk away with the measles. Oh, that would be the worst. The worst, let me tell you. The big buzz out of Washington is the president's budget filled with lots of taxes. That's not a surprise. It's a $4 trillion budget, and the tax increases are a little more than $2 million, and that's over the next decade, by the way, so it's not tomorrow. It's over the next decade, and he sent his budget and is pressing Congress to approve it, but you can bet that's not going to happen. There's going to be a tug of war over this. One of the big things I can pull out of this right at the top for you is top earners in the country would see an increase in capital gains rates to 28%. That's up from 24.2%, and the change would raise about $208 billion. And then there's a 14% one-time tax on what was not taxed in the past, foreign income, a 19% minimum tax on foreign income, and so that goes. And there are other kinds of cigarette taxes, tobacco tax is now there too as well. A per pack tax would go from $1.01 to almost $2.95. That would reel in about $95 billion in revenue. And the Speaker of the House was one of the first people to speak, not surprisingly. And he said the president is advocating more spending, more taxes, more debt. A proposal that never balances is not a serious plan for America's fiscal future. When do we have a balanced budget? When are deficit? Oh, but that's old news. The deficit, it's like the debt clock is broken in New York. We know it's crazy, outrageous. And so this is these are more to add on to it. It's the whole tax and spend. Is tax and spend work, or is there a different way to balance it out? Now, we know infrastructure is a problem, and one of the things that is in the budget as well is a six-year, $478 billion public works program for highway, bridge, and transit upgrades. And half of it would be financed with that tax I mentioned, with a 14% tax on U.S. companies' overseas profits. So this will be interesting to see how this is kind of tossed around. There's going to be massive contention over this, and of course, that's not surprising. Many Republicans support like extra military spending, but oppose increased domestic spending. So that's probably with the taxes and whatnot. Look for some late nights, some interesting rhetoric, and probably not much to happen there. A lot happening here. We're kicking it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Much email here on America Tonight. You overwhelm me with the email. It's like when I was a kid and you used to get those Valentine hearts, but you were forced to give them out, so you had like 50 of them from your classes. You know what I'm saying? When you were like in first grade, second grade. Anyway, enough of that nonsense. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So our first one up is from Dan G, who is careful to identify himself that way. Hey, Kate, not to get confused with the other Dan that I sometimes hear on the show. Love the show, girl. Have to tell you, the Super Bowl was unbelievable. Do you understand that finish? Do you think they should have run the ball in, meaning Seattle? And don't you think the Seahawks had that game? Yeah, I do think the Seahawks had that game. They had a couple of chances to get in the end zone, and if they got stuffed, so be it. But I can't imagine that would have happened. A slant pass, a young, undrafted rookie, Butler, snatching the jaws of victory from the Seahawks, and it was a crazy, wild game. It was a great game to watch, I have to say. It was an exciting game right to the finish in that second half, but I mean even in the beginning. So of course the Super Bowl set all kinds of records in the US. 114.4 million people tuned in to watch. And the Super Bowl is always a big day anyway, but then you have a good game on top of it. Got another one about the Super Bowl. This one from Manfred. Kate, I cannot believe the Seahawks lost that game. I really didn't have a vested interest in Seattle or in the Patriots, but I think Pete Carroll really muffed up, and he was like a deer in the headlights at the tail end of the game when he was asked by the reporter about it. He seemed as though he was really at a loss for words. Do you think this is going to be a hard one for him to get over? Oh, I think it's going to be a hard one for everyone in Seattle to get over. Are you kidding? And because of the way it finished, I already said this, if they had tried to run the ball in and then got stuffed, you know, had a goal line defense, oh, so be it. But to have the pass in the air float the way it did, and credit to Butler for snatching it. I mean, it was an incredible play on his part. And that's the way it rolls. I mean, that's the way the cookie crumbles. It would be really tough. It'd be tough to be someone from Seattle flying back. Yeah, they won last year. But to see it finish that way, woo! This one from Dawn, who says, Kate, winter just absolutely rocks where I live, but my family is back in the Northeast, and it's crazy how much snow they're getting in Boston. Everyone I talk to doesn't want to talk about anything else but how miserable they are, how cold it is, and how much snow there is. And did you notice that the groundhog saw its shadow? So that means 6 more weeks of winter. Ha ha. I like that ha ha at the end. Yeah, 6 more weeks of winter. Puxatawny Phil, that's the forecast, you know, that whole tradition of doing that. And that's, man, that's rough. And there's an Arctic blast that has just smashed into the Northeast. 100 million people, some crazy amount, a number, are affected by it. And in Boston, they had to change the parade, actually, for the Patriots. It was going to be Tuesday. They got to move it to Wednesday, and then we'll see if it can happen on Wednesday, because there's just so much snow. It's all about snow removal. It's all about the trucks getting out there, salting everything else, and trying to stay on top of everything and clearing the snow. So it's pretty bad. I'd have to say. Here's one from Jake. Jake, one of my favorites, listening to us in Austin. Says, Kate, I know you're on top of this. You always talk about the politics on the day, the crazy budget thing from the Obama administration, pretty much from everything that I've heard. And, of course, there would be tax increases, but it sure seems like there was a lot of them. Can you go through some of them for us? Well, let's see. They're talking about, and this is in the president's $4 trillion budget, revenue changes that would include loopholes that are being closed, that would be $47.9 billion. Also, the limit the total accrual of tax-favored retirement benefits to $26 billion. Reinstating Superfund taxes, $21.2 billion. How about this for you smokers? Increased tobacco taxes and index for inflation, $95.1 billion. And then here's an interesting one. Eliminate coal preferences. I know there's people listening to us in coal areas. $4.3 billion, so that would be passed on. Repeal the tax-exempt bond financing of professional sports facilities. That's pretty big. $542 million would be the amount there. Make unemployment insurance surtax permanent, so that's $15.7 billion. And the list goes on and on. There's certainly some others there. Anytime you say taxes, and in the whole budget, it's like $2 trillion in tax hikes. So it's like a $4 trillion budget, and the tax increases are $2 trillion. How about that? This one from Lois, listening to us in Tyler, Texas. Girl, I love the show, and I know you know this because I heard you talking about Chris Kyle, and you had that offer on. I was so excited and proud that you had him on. I think his name was Jim from American Sniper. He wrote the book. And I have to say, because of listening to you, I went to see the movie and I thought it was really darn good. And did you know that the Lone Star State declared it Chris Kyle Day? And you gotta love that. So February 2nd, besides the shadowy thing, is also Chris Kyle Day. Yeah, I thought that was the Texas governor said it was, he announced it like 2 weeks ago, I think, that it was Chris Kyle Day, honoring Chris Kyle. And there was a petition drive to consider him for the Medal of Honor. And I think you all know the story by now that Kyle is considered to be the deadliest sniper of all of our military history. And that's the basis of American Sniper. It's about his life and, you know, his focusing on what he did overseas in the four tours and all that kind of stuff. It's really interesting that there was this controversy over the movie, but the movie is, you know, we're well over $200 million at the box office, so there's no doubt that people wanted to see the movie and were very, very curious about Chris Kyle. So the Medal of Honor is on, game on. He may get that Medal of Honor. There's a big push and a lot of people really pushing to make that happen, make that become a reality. All right, here's another one. Hi, Kate. I am so tired of this winter weather. It just will not go away. Consider yourself lucky that you don't live in the Northeast any longer. Fun in the summer, great in the fall, hallelujah when it's the spring, but the winter has gotten worse and worse and worse, especially when we have the storms right on top of each other. It makes it so rough. Yeah, the Northeasters have to be a little bit weary, sick of that second winter blast. And in some cases, you know, in Boston, they're telling people basically to stay off the streets and people are trying to go to work. But I would think that more and more people are going to have, if they can, they're going to have to do work from home. When you're talking, you know, 15 inches of snow, it's pretty tough to make it there. Then like 12 degree weather. Wow. I mean, that's it just sounds so nutty to me. And of course, flights are always delayed when you have that going on. There were like 4,100 flights that were canceled. About 3,500 were delayed on Monday. And then a million others were affected. So, you know, it impacted over 500,000 people traveling. And not everybody necessarily from the Northeast, you know, making connections to get there. Or think of the people at the Super Bowl trying to go back to Boston. Forget it. You know, they're sleeping there. There was people sleeping in the terminal in Chicago because Chicago got socked. And certainly there were people sleeping in other terminals too as well because of the major, major backup. And it's just going to be that kind of winter, especially if we have six more weeks of it. You know, the winter can go deep where you're talking about March or April as well. And that is, it gets weird. It does. It gets weary on you. In growing up, when I was growing up, rather, in Philadelphia, I mean, people would laugh now if it was, if we got an inch of snow, 2 inches of snow, I mean, sometimes they would close the school or delay the school. But I mean, now the amount of snow days in some of these areas that these kids get, they're going to school deep into the summer, and that's not the normal thing that they would do. Unless, of course, they're not vaccinated. There's a big raging debate still again that of the measles vaccinations, and there's an outbreak, and the outbreak is not good. Because the measles are tough. They're tough on all different ages, for sure. So you know what to do. If you have any thoughts on the show or anything else, man, flip them to me. America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Crazy temperatures in the Midwest and certainly in the Northeast, or New England is probably more accurate. It's not quite as bad in the Mid-Atlantic states. And then the rest of us have cooler temperatures, but nothing like what some of you are suffering through. One thing I would say, sometimes when you have a tendency, or some people have a tendency when you live, it's like not a mama bear lecture, but you know, when you live in a place like, and I've lived in these places, when you live in a place like Nebraska or Chicago or Minnesota or perhaps even Maine or Boston or Massachusetts, you know, you sort of get desensitized to, oh, yeah, I got to wear gloves and I got to bundle up. And then people get, something happens and they get stuck somewhere, and that is not good. That's when they start to get the calls for the frostbite. You don't want to give yourself frostbite. I stupidly one time did that in Nebraska. I didn't get frostbite. But I was probably darn close to it, thinking, yeah, I'm in a warm car. Just throw the jacket in the back, just like a rookie. And, of course, in Nebraska, you get unbelievable temperatures sometimes, as some of you listening to me know, and snow. And we had a snow drift, and we were stuck, and it was, boy, it was brutal, brutal, needless to say. I mean, just absolutely awful. Sometimes, however, it's not so much about the weather, it's about something else. they had a, on I-10, I was watching something, and they showed a crazy thing that happened on I-10, a big rig that was actually moving frozen chickens collided with a truck that was carrying bees, and it ignited a firestorm on the section of 10 where they were colliding, I mean, just sending up a fireball into the air. And it happened at just after 7 a.m. on Monday. So imagine what that was like. The truck with the chickens burst into flames. It's incinerated. The driver escaped. The bees, the guy with the bees wasn't hurt, but there was bees buzzing everywhere. There were chunks of blackened highway roasted chicken all over. I mean, so the flow of traffic there especially is can be brutal. So if there were people that were headed off somewhere that they had to pee on time, they weren't on time. There's no way. Can you imagine calling your boss? There was chickens that just were barbecued right in front of my eyes, and then the bees came out. I swear, that's exactly what happened. And in Los Angeles and in and around Los Angeles, that freeway system is brutal. There's not a lot of side areas. You definitely have to know where you're going. And it's all about 5 minutes here or 5 minutes there as to whether or not you're going to be stuck for an hour or, you know, perhaps even longer than an hour. And in Atlanta, they had a crazy accident that also caused a lot of problems for people in Atlanta during rush hour. And it was similar, although it wasn't snow, to what had happened when they got snow last year and people just walked out of their cars and abandoned them and decided, I mean, I got to get out of my car. I'm sitting here and there's no way that I'm going to be rescued. And they just started to walk, and it was kind of crazy because you saw a similar situation, only this was about an accident, but there was no movement for hours, no movement. So it was about trying to figure out a way around that or just biding your time. How about that? Which can be pretty tough when you know even if they get rid of the traffic problem, then you're still going to move along like a crawl because you have so many other people that are doing the same thing and how far backed up it is. But you know what? This is a familiar scenario, right? Anywhere. You could live in a small village. You could live in a tiny hamlet. And something happens on one of those roads, and you get backed up. Some of the most horrific traffic jams I've been in actually were in smaller places, outside of sporting events somewhere in a medium-sized city versus the obvious that I just talked about, like 10 or some of the other places where it can get really, really, really nasty. And I want to say this bravo here. I just was reading this earlier in the day. You know, you watch the History Channel enough, and I swear it's all about Nazis. It's all about the Nazis this or something else that they're talking about historically. And I just saw this, that there was a 93-year-old SS officer who's going to go on trial in Germany. And he's being charged with taking part in all those mass murders of at least 300,000 people at Auschwitz. So how about that? He was known as he had a nickname, the bookkeeper at that horrible camp. And he counted the banknotes taken from the prisoners and then moved the money to Berlin. Oh, and he would take luggage from the victims so they weren't seen by any of the new arrivals so they could cover up the traces of what they were doing. And the bookkeeper's name is Oscar Groening, and prosecutors say Groening was aware that the predominantly Jewish prisoners were, you know, deemed unfit to work, were murdered directly after they arrived in the gas chambers at Auschwitz. A lot of people don't understand that. They think that they were in the camp for a while, and then they were moved, and that's how that happened. But they were just led right into the incinerators. I mean, how awful is that? So he's going to be in court in April, and he's charged with 300,000 counts of accessory to murder. Wow. 300,000. And 55 co-plaintiffs, mostly survivors and victims' relatives, will be at the trial. It's probably going to be, if you think of the age, it's probably going to be the last one that of its kind that we'll see, because there are not too many people left from those days. And Groening told a newspaper back in 2005 that he regretted working at Auschwitz, saying he still heard the screams from the gas chambers decades later, and said he was ashamed, and he's still ashamed, and all that. And he was actually employed there from the time he turned 21. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. So they got him. They sent out information, and they reeled it back in, because there's a renewed move to bring anyone to justice who's accused of perpetrating the Holocaust. And that follows a big court ruling back in 2011. And that, you know, about 11 million people, mostly European, or 1.1 million rather, people, mostly European Jews, of course, died at Auschwitz, which was operated by the Nazis from 1940 until it was finally liberated in 1945. So, you know, can you imagine the tricks that he was responsible for, since he was there for such a long time? And with all those people coming to the court, there'll be renewed interest in, certainly in the topic. And at his age, I mean, it'll just be boom to the gas chambers. You would think 93 years old, 93. How about that? And they got him. I think, bravo. I mean, that's like the daily salute to me, that they're still finding someone, because that was the most atrocious thing ever. How much are you paying for gas when you pull up at the pumps? That's always part of the conversation, isn't it? Did you find cheap gas? How much discount did you get? Did you get it from getting groceries? Or what's the best place to get the gas? And OPEC is cautioning about these oil rebounding prices, because they say it may stay depressed until the summer, because the seasonal demand is pretty weak. They had actually a meeting where they talked about it, and delegates from the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and external experts are meeting in the Vienna headquarters to discuss the long-term strategy. And what do you think the long-term strategy is? I mean, oil prices just jumped barely above 50 on Friday. So is this some kind of a sign that OPEC strategy, well, we know, is taking a bite out of the U.S. shale boom for sure. But with prices going to 40, 45, and then up over 50, that changes the landscape. But wouldn't it be great if it stayed pretty low through a big chunk of the summer, because that's when people are in their cars or traveling, is in the summertime when they're headed off to wherever, and that extra $10 or so that you save on that gas end, especially for a bigger family, that can be huge. And there's something about it. There's something about gas and how much you're paying for gas and talking about who has the best deal. I mean, it's the ultimate comparison game, and I swear everyone does it. Because I've been with a group of men lately, I've been with a group of women, and both groups, actually, the first thing they talked about was the gas prices. So as it creeps further and further up, remember at one time, certainly while I was doing America Tonight, we were talking about $100 for a barrel on the Brent crude exchange. And I always say, you look at the price of crude and you know where gasoline is headed for sure. Stay with us. Final segment of this hour coming up next on America Tonight.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As you all know, the Obama administration is getting ready to conduct a national conference on combating terror. We've been talking about it a lot. And Boston is one of the three cities they're modeling where the authorities from A to Z have a good working relationship, they say, with the Muslim community. And you see what happened at Boston, remember, last year and all the reports we had and everything else from the Boston Marathon and how horrific it was for so many of those people, obviously. And so now they've got this conference coming up, and it's called Counter Violent Extremism in February. So what's interesting is, having had people on deep into the FBI and others about what's really going on in Boston, they actually have one of the worst relationships between any of the law enforcement that we're talking about, the police department, etc., and the Islamic religious leaders in the country, period. So here we go again. Somebody who knows all too well about this kind of stuff is Dr. Charles Jacobs. He's the president of Americans for Peace and Tolerance, and he's been published in all kinds of places, including the Boston Globe, the Jerusalem Post, and even the Encyclopedia Britannica. And he currently, I love that because I love encyclopedias, and he currently writes a column for the Boston Jewish Advocate. Dr. Jacobs, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So first of all, your thoughts about this counter-violent extremism program that's happening in February.
So notice, first of all, they're not calling it countering terrorism. They're calling it countering violent extremism. And, of course, this has been the big bugaboo for the Obama administration, and more, because even by his supporters, the president is being criticized. Even Thomas Friedman of the New York Times, who believes everything, 99% of what the president says about every other topic, is saying it's kind of ridiculous not to call it what it is. And so they're not calling it what it is. They're calling it countering violent extremism. And Boston is, and we should talk about why, but Boston is one of three cities that the administration is touting as a pilot or a model in this nationwide program of countering violent extremism. And the reason they say is because in Boston, indeed, there has been great successes. Cooperation with the police force and the community leadership has led to a significant decline in homicides and street crimes. But the problem is that jihad is not a street crime. You know, people who go and knock over jewelry stores don't then tell you that they were sent there on a mission from Allah, or that the reason they do it is because there's a worldwide movement to knock over jewelry stores that's going to make the world a better place. So it's kind of a foolish thing to think of this as a crime instead of part of a violent movement. In Boston, the very people who the Obama administration is saying are the ones that the police should work with, that is the Islamic Society of Boston, the biggest Islamic institution in the city, is connected to 12 people who are already in jail, fleeing from federal authorities, or dead from violent jihadist acts. And so Boston is anything but a model. It's a cautionary tale. And what happened in Boston, I fear, has happened in many cities across the country where, you know, you're looking for that moderate Muslim who will be the one to bridge the cultures, who you can trust to bring people into democracy and to have them assimilate into our society and our values. Well, in Boston, the man they found is the poster boy for deception. His name is Alamudi. And they gave him a mosque in Cambridge, the one where the marathon bombers years later prayed at. And he turns out to be an al-Qaeda operative who fooled either, both Presidents Clinton and President Bush into thinking he was on the right side. He's now in jail for something like 60 years because he was moving money for al-Qaeda. And since that mosque was built in the 80s, they have been, that is, the Islamic Society of Boston, has been inculcating the Muslim youth with its beliefs. And so now we have 12 people who are, I mean, I can, if we have time, I can give you one after another. Lady Al-Qaeda was a woman, Afia Siddiqui. She went to MIT. She was a congregant of this mosque. And she's now in jail for decades and decades for having planned an Ebola attack on New York City, a chemical, biological attack on New York City.
Wow.
We have a man, I mean, and there are more and more and more.
Wow. You know, so you just wonder, and you were talking about it in the beginning, the whole idea of why it, they're avoiding terrorism, or saying, you know, that last week the Taliban aren't terrorists, or some of this crazy distinction of what's really happening. What do you make of that? Why is the administration doing that?
Well, if you listen to them now, more and more they're being pressed to give their reasons. Because,
yeah,
you know, if you lose Thomas Friedman and you're the president of the United States, you lose the New York Times on this, you've lost about everybody. So Bill Maher, you know, I mean, liberals and conservatives are all saying, my goodness, these are people who do things. He's screaming Allah Akbar, telling you they did it for the jihad, calling themselves jihadists, claiming that they got their inspiration from the Quran. So why would you call them street criminals? Or just, it's as though you're saying that they, these people go into a village and burn it and shoot the men and capture the women and then later decide that they have to go find some religious book to blame it on. That's not what happened. So John Kerry says, well, you know, it's not fair. Nobody should say all Muslims are violent jihadists. Well, you know, that's true. But nobody does. Nobody is saying that at all. The problem, indeed, is the radicalization in America of the historically moderate Muslim population by these radicals. Another thing that Obama said last night, the president said last night, is that if we say it that way, then we're giving the radicals a victory because we're agreeing with them that Islam is jihadist. And since it's not true, we don't have a right to agree with them. And if we did, we would, again, give them a victory. But this is kind of almost silly, isn't it? I mean, is he going to be the one who is going to tell them that their interpretation of their religion is the wrong one? I hope it's the wrong one. I believe it's the wrong one.
Right.
I would like him to say to them, you know, to the moderate Muslims, that let's see you debate among your youth against this radical interpretation. Let's see you explain to them why the Quran does not mean that you have to kill apostates or impose Sharia law or dominate non-believers.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an opportunity for us in America. Mm-hmm. If any place Islam can be developed into a strong, moderate, modern society, culture, it's in America. So I think it's a lost opportunity for us not to have this strong and open debate.
I agree with you. Do you think that's the answer? Like, we've got to start there? I mean, because we're obviously seeing what's happened in Europe. We saw what happened in Paris. And I can tell you this, Dr. Jacobs, I get tons of phone calls where, and I always say, hey, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, let's just have the conversation. But a lot of people are like, you know what? I'm fed up with this. No one's going to stick up. Then just leave our country because we don't want to turn into Europe. Do you think there's a danger of that in some of the cities?
Well, I think, look, in Europe, there are, you know, it's kind of split 50-50, the scholars on this. Some people are saying that Europe is lost already because of the demography. That is, the Europeans aren't making any more babies, and the Muslim influx is making lots and lots of babies. So it's pretty sad. And there are no-go areas in Europe where the police don't dare go, and where these little settlements, you could say, of Islamist settlements apply Sharia law to their own people. And that's a recipe for a disaster. America is very different, and we have an opportunity here because, unlike Europe, we do seek to assimilate people from different cultures, and we have done it in the past, very different cultures. But the thing that will ruin it for us is to pretend that none of this is happening or could happen here, and that there couldn't be cells or institutions that are radicalizing their population behind our backs. And if you dare say anything like that, then you're an Islamophobe, you're a bigot. That's the foolishness that we have to do away with.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. It was fun to have you on, Dr. Charles Jacobs. Thanks so much for coming on. We'll have you on again down the road.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.